Frameworks for Enhancing Problem-Solving Skills. Frameworks for enhancing problem-solving skills in education are essential tools for anyone looking to improve their thinking and decision-making abilities. In this article, you will discover what problem-solving frameworks are, why they matter, and how they can benefit your learning. You'll explore creative methods, solid techniques, and decision-making strategies that can help you tackle everyday challenges. With structured approaches, you can sharpen your critical thinking and analyze problems effectively. Let's dive in and unlock your potential for better solutions in your educational journey. Understanding problem-solving frameworks in education. What are problem-solving frameworks? Problem-solving frameworks are structured methods that help you tackle challenges step by step. Think of them as roadmaps. They guide you through identifying a problem, analyzing it, and finding solutions. These frameworks break down complex issues into smaller parts, making it easier for you to understand and address them. Some popular frameworks include 1. The scientific method, asking questions, forming hypotheses, testing them, and drawing conclusions. 2. The design thinking process, empathizing, defining the problem, ideating, prototyping, and testing. 3. The 5 whys, asking why repeatedly to get to the root cause of a problem. Why are they important for you? Using problem-solving frameworks is key for your growth in education. They help develop critical thinking skills and boost your confidence when faced with challenges. By applying these frameworks, you can approach problems systematically, making it easier to find solutions. Here's why they matter. Clarity. They help clarify the problem at hand. Efficiency. You can solve problems faster with a structured approach. Collaboration. They promote teamwork by providing a common language. Confidence. You gain confidence in your ability to solve problems. Techniques to enhance your problem-solving skills. Creative problem-solving methods you can use when faced with a challenge. Thinking outside the box can make all the difference. Here are some creative methods you might find helpful. 1. Brainstorming. Gather your thoughts or team and jot down every idea that comes to mind. No idea is too silly. This can spark new solutions. 2. Mind mapping. Draw a visual map of your problem. Start with the main issue in the center and branch out with ideas and solutions. It helps you see connections. 3. Reverse thinking. Instead of asking how to solve a problem, ask how you could make it worse. This can help you identify solutions you might not have considered. Decision-making strategies for everyday challenges. Making decisions can be tough, but having a strategy can ease that burden. Here are some effective strategies you can apply. 1. Pros and cons list. Write down the advantages and disadvantages of each option. This simple method gives you a clearer picture. 2. The 10/10/10 rule. Consider how you'll feel about a decision in 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years. This helps you think long-term. 3. Seek feedback. Don't hesitate to ask friends or colleagues for their thoughts. A fresh perspective can shine a light on options you may have overlooked. How structured problem-solving approaches help you succeed. Using a structured approach can boost your success rate. Here's how it works. 1. Define the problem. Clearly state what you're facing. A well-defined problem is half solved. 2. Analyze the situation. Gather all relevant information. Understanding the context helps you make informed decisions. 3. Develop solutions. Brainstorm possible solutions. Don't hold back. The more ideas, the better. 4. Choose the best option. Evaluate your solutions and select the most effective one. 5. Implement and review. Put your solution into action and check its effectiveness. Adjust as needed. Applying critical thinking frameworks in your learning. Analyzing problems effectively with cognitive frameworks. When you face a problem, analyzing it effectively is key. Using cognitive frameworks can help you break down the issue into smaller parts. Think of it like a puzzle. Each piece represents a different aspect of the problem. When you fit them together, you see the whole picture clearly. For example, if you're struggling with a math problem, instead of just staring at it, break it down. Identify what you know, what you don't know, and what steps you need to take. This method allows you to tackle the problem bit by bit, making it less overwhelming. Steps to implement problem analysis methods. 1. Identify the problem. What exactly is the issue? 2. Gather information. What do you know? What do you need to find out? 3. Break it down. Divide the problem into smaller, manageable parts. 4. Explore solutions. Think of different ways to solve each part. 5. Choose the best solution. Pick the one that seems most effective. 6. Implement your solution. Put your plan into action. 7. Review. Did it work? What can you improve next time? Using critical thinking frameworks for better solutions. Using critical thinking frameworks can lead to better solutions. These frameworks guide you through the problem-solving process. They help you think logically and make decisions based on evidence. For instance, if you're working on a group project, a framework can help you divide tasks among members based on their strengths. This way, everyone contributes effectively, and the project comes together smoothly. Incorporating these frameworks for enhancing problem-solving skills in education can make your learning experience richer. You'll not only solve problems but also build confidence in your abilities.